Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, Winning Every Day family. Welcome to another refreshing episode of the Winning Every Day podcast, where we inspire your heart, uplift your spirit, and equip you to live victoriously every single day. I'm so glad you're tuned in today. Whether you're driving to work, getting ready for school, or just starting your day, I want you to know God has something special for you right here, right now. Today's topic is a powerful one: following the example of Jesus. And our Bible text is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, which says, "To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps." In his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, Pastor Rick Warren tells of a man named Bob Buford. Bob was a successful businessman who built a thriving career in the cable television industry. Bob had achieved everything most people dream of: wealth, status, and influence. Yet, deep inside, he felt something was missing. Despite all his success, there was a quiet emptiness in his heart. In his search for meaning, Bob realized an important truth: success is not the same as significance. He discovered that real fulfillment comes not from what we achieve for ourselves, but from how we live for God and serve others. So, Bob made a life-changing decision to model his life after Jesus Christ. He began studying how Jesus lived with love, humility, and a servant's heart, and chose to follow that example. He started using his time, resources, and influence to help others discover their God-given purpose. Through ministries like Leadership Network and the Halftime Institute, Bob helped countless leaders move from chasing success to pursuing significance in Christ. His life was transformed not because he gained more, but because he began to give more. He followed the example of Jesus, and in doing so, found true joy and purpose. And friends, that's what today's message is all about. The greatest call on our lives is not just to believe in Jesus, but to follow him. You see, Jesus didn't just come to save us. He came to show us how to live. He showed us how to love unconditionally, how to forgive even when it hurts, how to serve with humility, and how to walk in obedience even when it's hard. Ask yourself this morning, am I truly following the example of Jesus? Do my words reflect his love? Do my actions mirror his kindness? Do my choices reveal his character? Friend, don't be discouraged if you feel you've missed it somewhere. The good news is that God's grace is available for you today. Philippians 1 verse 6 reminds us, "He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." You're a work in progress, and Jesus is patient with you. Let's see what following Jesus means. 1. Walking in love. Jesus said in John 13 verse 34, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." When you love like Jesus, you reveal God's heart to the world. 2. Choosing humility. In Philippians 2 verse 5 to 8, Paul writes, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who humbled himself." Humility doesn't make you weak, it makes you Christ-like. 3. Living with purpose. Jesus lived every moment with the Father's purpose in mind. John chapter 4 verse 34 says, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me." So, what's driving your life today, success or significance? What would your life look like if you patterned it daily after Jesus? Imagine the peace, the strength, the joy that would fill your heart. Friend, it's not about perfection. It's about direction. Every step you take closer to Jesus is a step toward victory. Keep your eyes on him. Take a moment right now and reflect. In what area of my life do I need to follow Jesus' example more closely? Maybe it's forgiveness. Maybe it's serving others. Maybe it's trust. Today's action point. Today, choose one Christ-like quality: love, patience, humility, or obedience, and intentionally practice it. Let your light shine in your workplace, your home, your relationships. You might just be the only Jesus someone sees today. In conclusion, remember, to win every day, follow the one who has already won, Jesus Christ. He's your model, your guide, your savior. Walk in his footsteps, and you'll never walk in darkness. Now let's make today's declaration of faith together. Say with me, today, I choose to follow Jesus. My thoughts, words, and actions reflect his love. I walk in humility, I live with purpose, and I shine his light wherever I go. I am becoming more like Jesus every day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us Jesus, the perfect example of love, humility, and obedience. Today, help us to follow in his steps. Teach us to love like he loves, serve like he serves, and walk in your will daily. I commit every listener's day into your hands. Fill them with peace, strength, and wisdom to live victoriously. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend, post it on your story, and let someone else be encouraged. Remember, when you follow Jesus, every day becomes a winning day. This your host, reminding you, keep walking with Jesus and keep winning every day. Until next time, stay blessed and keep shining.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.